You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we have One Time's James Mustpick in the studio. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Sleepy, but good.
Good, yeah. Same.
So you just got back from Christchurch?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? How did it go? You've been practicing your Into the Multimedia Verse?
Yes.
That is correct?
Yeah,
your comedy fest show?
Yes, yeah. It went very well, thank you. Christchurch was a raven. It was a standing ovation.
I imagine. Probably multiple throughout the show.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that quite a costume and props heavy show that you're doing there?
Yes, there are a few costumes, few props.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
No, absolutely not. But yes, it's good.
Yeah. How are you feeling about doing that in Auckland?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling over the moon.
Yeah. Are you a multiverse fan?
No, I actually hate. I hate Marvel movies. So if there's gay people listening out there, I promise the show isn't too straight in Marvel cinematic-y vibes. It's good.
So what can you tell us about the show without giving too much away?
It features my mother Janet, who
IRL?
Yep.
Oh,
she
wow,
is
IRL.
In all of the shows. She has her own little parts and it's all about you'll have to wait and
okay.
see, but it's
all
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Yeah.
And are you going to be? So you're going to be also performing in the Comedy Fest opening gala on Friday.
Yes.
Is there going to be a little sneak peek, or are you doing something else?
Oh, you know, not really. It'll just be other stand up that I've done. We only get 4 minutes on the gala, so.
Ooh. I see.
Don't want to try and condense down my whole storyline into 4 minutes.
No,
true.
Not reducible.
Because then people just wouldn't. They'd be like, oh well. Seen it.
True. Yeah.
Been there. Old done training. That. Yeah. I was going to ask, would you recommend that people go and make sure that they've seen a multiverse type film before seeing a show? Is it not necessary?
No.
Referencing?
Not necessary lore.
No. There's nothing to study up on.
Right.
Just come along and have a laugh.
Yeah, good. I like no pre-reading.
That's good. Yeah. So what's it like building this show? What goes into making something like this?
It's been fun. I've been writing it for 2 years because Comedy Fest got cancelled last year. So we're back and the show has had 2 years. Usually you only get 1 year, so it's bloody good.
Yeah.
It's been marinating for a while now.
Yeah. So do you create your shows solo, or do you get some like outside help? Is it collaborative?
You test out little bits in front of different audiences, and I've got lots of comedian friends, Bragg, who help me with the show.
Nice.
So, you know, yeah.
Humble Bragg.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost a weird flex.
Yeah.
Have lots of comedian friends, yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard of Melanie Bracewell?
I have. Did you know I actually was an extreme follower and fan of her Tumblr when I was a teenager.
Oh, Melodoodle.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that she was from New Zealand until I found out one day. And then I felt deep fear of ever bumping into her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was like, I'm too weird a fan.
Oh, okay.
I'm too much of a fan. You know, like I wouldn't normally try like become a big fan of in that sense of someone that is my peer.
Yeah, true.
Because you just could see them at a party and say something strange.
True, yes.
Yeah, so I tried to avoid that. Is there anything that you're looking forward to in the Comedy Fest?
I always love seeing Two Hearts, which is Joseph Moore and Laura Daniel. They do a pop music comedy spectacular. It's always so fun. Melanie Bracewell. Go along and check her out. She's an up-and-comer. Ray O'Leary will be very good. Oh, and my dear friend Jack Ansett. It's very funny.
Yeah.
You should go see him.
Hey, he's the guy that did the Kiwi Kids triathlon, right?
Yes, he snuck into the Weet-Bix triathlon. So
funniest bit of footage I've ever seen. Him just like standing amongst the children.
Were there any ramifications for that? Was anyone kind of like, hey...
Well, no,
just a
spoilers.
Bit of shame, maybe just like
a lingering shame,
just embarrassment, because people are like, no one's, you know, we're not going to get mad at you. You can run, however, what do you run, like 5Ks?
Yeah, something.
A lot for a child.
That's a lot.
Yeah, cool. But first and foremost, James Musterpick.
James Musterpick. Yeah. So, where can people find you? Where do they get tickets?
It's on next week at the Basement Theatre. You can get tickets on comedyfestival.co.nz, and it's Wednesday till Saturday.
Bloody good. And absolutely no research needs to be done beforehand.
No.
Yeah.
Just positive attitude.
Just come in with an open mind.
Yes.
Bloody good. All right. Well, thanks for coming and chatting. Is there anything else you wanted to promo?
No. That's all.
Comedy Fest. It's Comedy Fest. It's go.
Yes. Go giggle.
All right, bloody good.
Cheers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.